Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Elton Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards today here at WGN. And if you hear the sound of a certain Culture Club song on my show, you know it. It signals the fact that I will be doing something called the Pop Culture Club. And one of my charter members in my Pop Culture Club is a radio producer and now parody song writer extraordinaire, Mr. Mick Kaler. If you listen to WGN-TV, Mick's parody songs are played almost daily on the WGN-TV morning news. And Mick, Happy New Year.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you, bud?
Not too bad. I was having a low-key, New Year's Eve. How about you?
I stayed home alone, and I was online chatting with people and watching the Twilight Zone marathon, which
yes,
has been fantastic.
Which is still on. I can't believe you mentioned that. That's one reason why Mick and I are, I always joke, we're twin sons of different mothers.
Yeah.
I have that written on something to talk about here today, is that it started yesterday at 5 a.m.
Right.
And it goes through Monday morning, I think, till 5 a.m. or 3 a.m. or something like that. All some of the greatest Twilight Zone episodes on.
Yeah, they just go right in order from the first one till the last one.
On the Sci-Fi Network.
But actually, later on today, I have to fly out to New York because I have to meet with the Department of Transportation officials, and we're going to sift through the wreckage that was Mariah Carey's performance.
Holy smokes! Did you see? I mean, and it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Miss Diva.
Yeah, she walked out there with this ridiculously skimpy outfit.
Yeah, that was
like basically a see-through one-piece bathing suit, low cut, high cut, no cut, up cut, down cut, you cut, and her monitor. What happened?
I guess the sound went out, or she couldn't hear where she was going to be lip-syncing to the speakers. I mean, in this technology, crazy world.
Well, it's only 2016. Well, it's only 2017.
Yeah, So, but my favorite part was just she handled it with such lack of class. She's just like tromping around the stage. Well, this isn't going good, and this is the best we can do, and I can't hear anything. And all their dancers are trying to do their thing, and she's just looking like a mope.
Yeah, go online if you didn't see it live. We did see it live, and
it was
classic. There was another tragedy that I saw on the New Year's Eve shows. Did you see Jenny McCarthy's face?
Oh my God!
I don't even recognize her.
Yeah, that was pulled back like a drum there.
Yeah, I know. You could play like Come Together. Wow. I did not even recognize. Earlier in the day, there was a story about her in the Tribune, and I saw this picture, and I said, wow, it looks like she may have had a little face work done. And then I watched the show, and Jenny McCarthy, one of the prettiest women who was on television the last 25 years or so, I didn't even recognize her. I did not recognize her.
I saw footage of her in a cab, and she was on a real-time phone or whatever. And I'm like, is that really Jenny McCarthy? Oh. Then I hear the voice. I'm like, no, that's her. And then I liked watching Kathy Griffin because she will not rest until someday she has her way with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, she's going to try to switch him to the other team.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing on CNN, Don Lemon and Brooke Baldwin were down in New Orleans, and Lemon got liquored up.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. First of all, they met some guy who does
a lemon twist.
Or lemon drop, right? They met some guy who down in New Orleans who does tattoos and piercings.
Oh, great.
He got his ear pierced on TV, and then you keep hearing clinking of glasses, and then real close to midnight, Lemon really sounded bitter, and he's just like, 2016 was an awful year, and all of a sudden they cut his mic out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll tell you. Those shows, I don't know. Sadly, there's not much on New Year's Eve. You put it on just to sort of watch to get a little, feel of what's happening out there. And then, of course, for the countdown. But all those shows, I mean, I was watching the one on Channel 7 because, as I said before, I love to watch when Janet Davies and Mark Giangreco kiss New Year's.
Giangreco looks like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, and I said, once again, I think they were battling facelifts because Janet Davies looks like she got pushed back a little.
Right.
But so Cheryl Scott, the news woman, and
the
weather girl, and I'm not even sure who she was with. One of the younger anchors there. They were in Oak Brook.
Okay.
And they were dancing, and they had their champagne. They arrived by helicopter.
Oh, really?
And then they were boogieing, and then they're so excited. They went to the shrimp bar, and then they took a picture, like, in this giant frame, that they were in the middle of, and they were just...
Right, look at us having all this fun.
Yeah, so excited. It was just like, oh, my God, tone it down.
Yeah,
I don't know why all those shows have to think that you have to be so frenetic and so crazy. It's like, don't worry.
Yeah.
You could just talk normal. You don't have to go, woo, woo.
Yeah, let's have this forced fun and this forced action. But the funny thing is, on Twitter I read today, Channel 9 sports guy Pat Tomasulo, he tweeted out a comment where he said next year he'd like to do a show online. People would pay $5. And he could just make comments of all the different shows and what's going on on television. I think somebody should do that because I think that would be hilarious.
Well, I mean, because, we were flipping around, and I was just I was doing exactly that.
Right. You could do New York.
Yeah.
CNN goes to New Orleans and Nashville and all that. So, by the way, in Nashville, Keith Urban was fantastic.
Oh, really?
He did a medley of songs. He did Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Wow.
He did Glenn Frey, Take It Easy, Bowie's Heroes. Merle Haggard's Mama Tried, and then he closed off with Prince's Purple Rain. So that was really
cool. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was just him and his guitar, and he played great. His wife
and where was that at?
That was in Nashville on CNN, I think it was.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, and his wife, Nicole Kidman, is dancing around the stage. I think she looked like she had a few pops in her, which is okay.
Well, hey, it's New Year's Eve. I mean, I always give people a pass on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I just think that I don't mind if, like you were saying with Don Lemon, I don't mind if you're legitimately drunk. What I don't like is this phony.
Right.
Like, we're having so much fun over here. Hosea, whatever, what's his name on Channel 7? Hosea
Sanders.
Yeah. He was with somebody, and he was like, oh, we're over here, and we're having so much fun. And I'm like, okay, dial it down.
Yeah.
You don't have to pretend.
Next year, maybe Channel 7 could have Giangreco and Janet Davies in, like, a living room in their, like, frumpy bathrobe.
I think that would be fantastic.
And just having a couple people over for some pizza.
Yeah.
Scrabble and just do it that way.
Yeah, they were at the Drake, and they're all, dressed up. And this whole thing, it's like, if you really want to, connect, most people are on their couches at home. And like you said, with fuzzy slippers and comfortable pajamas.
I saw so many selfies last night on Facebook of, men and women just hanging out.
Right.
Just saying, we're staying here. This is the place to be. And it was for me, too. So there you go.
Well, I had a pretty good 2016. I enjoyed myself. I did a lot of fun things. And it was 2015 was not a good year for me on a lot of fronts. Health-wise, I had a few weird things happen and other things. So I was happy with 2016. I mean, obviously, it was a weird year. And we after we'll take a quick break here, we will review a few of the pop culture events of 2016. But how was your 2016 just for you personally, Mick?
It was pretty good. I got some weight off myself that I kept off, which was good. I want to do more. And took a new teaching job, which I enjoy very much. And I had a little bit of a health problem myself this year with a little bit of an infection deal that laid me up for about 3 weeks. But other than that, it wasn't bad. I was just too busy watching the TV and watching all the famous people who were passing away in front of our eyes.
And Father Mulcahy, just when you thought it was done for the year, right under the wire, still in 2016, William Christopher, Father Mulcahy from MASH, passed away.
Yeah, at age 84. And then after that, the next person who died was the sound man for Mariah Carey. So,
or at least he got fired.
Yeah, no job.
Got Michaela on the phone. We are in the midst of a pop culture club. And we were talking about some of the New Year's Eve shows that were on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about a few quickly, some of the big pop culture stories. Obviously, ironically, the the presidential campaign was a pop culture story this year.
It was constant, you know. And in fact, they said that the word of 2016, the official word, was surreal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that will continue in 2017 on January 20th when you really, honest to goodness, see Donald Trump
as president
on that podium with his hand on the Bible, taking the oath. I'm not getting political here. I don't care what you think about him politically or personally or not. But as a story and as about a historical moment, you still have to appreciate the surrealness. It's like a Dalí painting.
It really is. I mean, so many layers and flavors. It's going to be crazy.
I mean, Donald Trump is going to have his hand on the Bible, and his hair is going to be melting like the Dalí painting. I mean, my gosh. But but that was one. We had some major Hollywood divorces.
Right. Brad and Angelina.
Yeah, we also had John, you know. Fathers, lock up your daughters, because in 2016, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, and Ben Affleck are all on the market.
Yeah.
So be careful. And then we talked about some of the celebrity deaths. Everybody's talked this to death, but what I found was interesting, because there were so many and they were so high profile, on the Tribune, on their the A&E movie section on Friday, they had like some pictures of the people that passed away. Now, we know that there were countless iconic people in the pop culture world that passed away. But they chose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They found they pictured 10 people called, you know, a heartbreaking year. Here's who they pictured as the some of the big names. And you can always, you know, kind of debate this.
Right.
There was David Bowie, Prince, Gene Wilder, Sharon Jones, Patty Duke, Muhammad Ali, Leonard Cohen, Gwen Ifill, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and George Michael. Those are the 10 that they chose.
Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Zsa Zsa Gabor. Not John Glenn.
Yeah, American hero, last American hero.
You know, not Arnold Palmer.
Muhammad Ali, Gordie Howe.
Yeah, Gordie Howe. You know, I mean, there were so many, but Zsa Zsa Gabor made it. In this
That's
picture,
weird.
You know, in this picture thing, I found that kind of interesting. Obviously, we had a weird thing here. Star Wars really, you know, made news. You know, the other movie that started even late last year bled into 2016.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
You know,
sure.
The Force Awakens, and then the Rogue One film, and then Carrie Fisher dies. So, I mean, Star Wars is certainly, you know, something that made its mark, and I think will continue now that Disney owns it.
Right, and the next Star Wars movie will be next December, and Carrie Fisher did finish filming her parts for that, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was an interesting year. You know, obviously, Game of Thrones is starting to wind down, and there was a big thing about that with Jon Snow. Did he die, or didn't he die? There was that Suicide Squad movie. There were some, you know, Captain America, some big, you know, Hollywood movies, but it really is, if not for that election, it's so strange how really this year would have been, and still is to a great degree, defined by deaths. And the only thing, Mick, that says to me is that, you know, like today we just found out that, you know, William Christopher, the actor, 84, like you said, from MASH passed away. I think 26 is not going to be an anomaly. I think we better start to get used to this, because a lot of these iconic people from the 60s and 70s and 80s are getting old.
Well, it's sad, and it's also the fact that we get to be reminded about it through social media and Facebook, and it's not just a one quick mention of, you know, oh, Glenn Frey died or whatever. There are long tributes, whether it's online or on Twitter, wherever, and we keep getting reminded of the score of how many people we've lost. So we're more aware of it than ever before.
But I was watching
CBS Sunday Morning today, and they do their hail and farewell. this was a very long segment.
Oh yeah. All the award shows this year are going to have huge in memoriams. But I said, I really don't think that this year is going to wind up being an anomaly. I think we're going to see in 2017, I think we're going to continue to see this because so many of these iconic people that we have followed for so many years are now in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and some people are even passing away in their 60s. And my gosh, you know, George Michael, we still don't even know how he died, and he was 53.
Yeah, and every once in a while, like you said, you know, we have the older people, but also there's always going to be a shock or two of somebody in their 40s or 50s or even younger that all of a sudden just turn up dead, and we're going to get some of those too. It just happens.
Yeah, you know? So I don't think that – I think while this was shocking to all of us this year, I think it might just be a new par for the course because a lot of – like I said, a lot of these people are getting older. So don't be surprised if in 2017 we see another slew of well-known folks pass away. Well, Mick Kaler, it's always fun to talk to you about pop culture, and we will certainly continue to do that when I do some work here on WGN on the Pop Culture Club. So I'm glad you had a good New Year's, and we all look forward to a good 2017.